Faith in Christ is the most valuable thing one can possess, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The absence of faith is the presence of sin. The definition of sin is given in Romans 14:23 as, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. In the absence of faith in Christ, sin flourishes. The mother of all sin was committed by the woman who became the mother of all humans. Biology knows this woman is mtDNA Eve, and she is our grandmother. In an act of unbelief, our grandmother rejected the word of God, and as she ate of the forbidden fruit, she shared it with her husband Adam, who followed her pernicious ways. The act of unbelief and disobedience opened the door for all sin and death and perversions of every sort. The door opened when Eve believed Satan's word over God's word. It was, is, and will always be a faith issue. Every one of us has been dealt a measure of faith. Romans 12:3, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. A measure is enough flour to make one loaf of bread. Neuroscientists have discovered that man is literally hardwired for faith. The measure of faith that all have been dealt is the faith of Jesus Christ himself. Galatians 3:20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Note that the faith that's on board every man and woman is not in Jesus Christ, but of Jesus Christ, meaning coming out of Jesus Christ, originating from him. We must make the decision to activate that seed of faith and make it in Jesus Christ. Dear visitor, no matter if you are an Orthodox Jew or Muslim or a Buddhist, an atheist, agnostic, or whatever, you have the faith of Jesus Christ on board. You have the ability to believe in this Lord of glory. In just a few moments, I will invite you to follow me in a simple prompt, and if you follow from your heart, you will activate the all-powerful seed of faith within you, and today you will participate in the greatest miracle man can know. John 3:16 declares God's plan of salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:3 reveals the secret of how to enter the kingdom of God, which Jesus calls born again. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Today, as you believe in Jesus Christ, you will be literally born a second time, this time of the Spirit of God. Today, all your sins will be washed away by Christ's cleansing blood. You will be spotlessly clean. Today, all of the devil's bondages in your life will be broken, no matter how formidable they appear. You will be free and clean. Today is your day to activate the seed of faith within you. Here is the prompt I promised. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Romans 1:25-28, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. God said, 2 Thessalonians 2:8 through 12, "And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." God said, Daniel chapter 7, 25, "And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time." Man said, God and his Bible are just figments of the imaginations of old, outdated men with a God fetish. Who needs God? Everybody knows the Bible has zero credibility, don't they? Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature 1208, that will for the 1208th time certify the supernatural inerrancy of God's authored Holy Bible. All of these faith-building features are archived here in text and streaming audio for your edification and to be used as ammunition in the global battle for the lost sons and daughters of Adam. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Thank you for visiting. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Numbers 6:24-26. God Said, Man Said uses four truth platforms to establish the bona fides of God's beautiful book. Platform number one is titled Archaeology, and under this banner you'll find paleontology, anthropology, geology, ancient history, and ancient societal records. Platform number one certifies the absolute accuracy of God's Holy Bible, miracles and all. Platform number two is prophecy. God tells the end from the beginning and uses his prophecy to establish the supernatural and perfect nature of his word. Isaiah 41:21-24. "Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, saith the King of Jacob. Let them bring them forth and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things, what they be, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare us things for to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that ye are gods. Yea, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. Behold, ye are of nothing, and your work of naught. An abomination is he that chooseth you." Isaiah 42:8-9. "I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." In this category, we employ the laws of probability. For example, what are the chances that a mortal man could make all the contingent predictions of the destruction of the ancient city of Tyre and see history verify those predictions? Just suppose the odds were 1 chance out of 5 billion that a mortal man could correctly predict the required events. It would then follow that the chances were 4,999,999,999 out of 5 billion that it was God. There is no book like God's majority text, Holy Bible. Platform number three is called God Said, Man Said, from which this ministry derives its name. In this category, a biblical commandment, precept, or insight is highlighted. Man's mockery or disregard is recorded, and the results are presented. The cardinal law of Galatians 6:7 rules here, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." There are nearly 1,000 features in this category, each demonstrating the results of this global field study of carnal man's refusal of God and his wisdom. Unsurprisingly, the results have been deadly indeed. One particularly timely example of man's disregard for God's word concerns Leviticus chapter 11 and Deuteronomy chapter 4, which both strongly condemn the bat. We are commanded not to eat bats, and we are further commanded to not even touch the carcass of the bat. Carnal men choose to disregard God's commandments, be it a wet market or a lab in China. The deadly results were COVID-19 and the global pandemic. Bats are bad news, says God, but man knew better. Platform number 4 is titled The Historicity of Jesus Christ, and this platform establishes beyond any reasonable doubt that Jesus Christ was and is what the Bible claimed him to be, that he did what the Bible recorded him as doing, and you can be sure he will be returning just as the Bible says he will. History, archaeology, geology, astounding fulfilled prophecies, and apostolic testimonies certify God's only begotten Son, the Lord of glory. Today's feature will focus on biblical prophecies as a whole that establish the inerrancy of the Bible, the Book of Life. It is truly an act of absurdity to attempt to discredit this ancient yet very current holy tome. The God Said, Man Said 21 Signs of Doomsday series is presently featuring a sub-series titled Absurd. Each of these features lead with the following foundational information. Now commit this to your memory. It is known as the doctrine of imminence, which is the teaching that Jesus Christ could return for his church at any moment. This was the doctrine of the New Testament church, and it remains the same today. The time of Christ's return is hand in front of your face close. The Bible informs us that a general state of mind will prevail over the earth at the time of God's world-ending judgment, in which Romans chapter 1 describes the self-proclaimed wisest among us refusing to retain God in their knowledge, resulting in their being turned over to a reprobate mind. A reprobate mind is a worthless one, and the glaring results of this state of mind is a deep spiritual wickedness and a headlong dive into homosexual perversions, Romans 1:21-28. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving their natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. 2 Thessalonians 2:8-12 addresses the spiritual mindset of the world at its very end. Does this sound familiar? And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The reprobate professors of the world's academic institutions have taught their students that evolution is the God of creation. According to evolutionists, there was a big bang out of virtually nothing, and boom, here we are. Your first cousin is a mushroom, your second cousin is a banana, and your father is a monkey. To these revelations, The whole class parroted, "Wow, isn't evolution awesome?" The blind professors had convinced their blind students that they can in fact see. And as Jesus said, they have both fallen in the ditch. Matthew 15:14, "Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." Remember, think eminence. Think soon. Think now. Daniel 7:25 speaks of Satan's last day efforts against the saints. "And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time." Satan's plan is to wear out the redeemed with a constant barrage of bold-faced lies. The carnal man finds it easier in many cases to believe a lie over the truth. This is a matter of heredity, like mother, like daughter, like father, like son. Absurd. Yet the world's academics bow. Mathematics has a concept called absurd. The following excerpts are from Dr. Chuck Missler's book, Beyond Coincidence. "While nothing is considered impossible in statistics, merely highly improbable, there has to be a point in mathematics where it's justified to call it quits and say enough's enough." In his 1962 book, Probabilities of Life, mathematician Emil Borel suggested probabilities become too negligible to worry about on a cosmic scale after 1 in 10 to the 50th power. Odds of 1 in a trillion, which are 10 to the 12th power, may not get many investors, but still remotely possible. On the other hand, the chance of 1 in 10 to the 50th is inconceivable. It's defined as absurd. 1 in 10 to the 50th is defined as absurd, Dr. Missler continues. "There are large problems with the argument that this macromolecule developed through random processes in ancient bacteria. The 20 protein-forming amino acids exist among hundreds, and from those 20, the brutally long sequence of amino acids has to line up in precise order. The amino acids have to be chained together just right, or the protein doesn't fold properly and oxygen cannot attach and release in the manner precisely balanced for life. The number of possible arrangements and a polypeptide of 574 amino acids from the 20 basic ones is 10 to the 650th. To suggest this complex protein formed by chance is ludicrous," end quote. Absurd is defined as 10 to the 50th, so 10 to the 650th is absurdity magnified 13 times. The mathematical probability of occurrence of complex organisms is terribly low for biological evolution and higher for biological abrupt appearance. Schulzenberger of the University of Paris, at a conference on mathematical challenges to the neo-Darwinian interpretation of evolution, concluded that the probability of evolution by mutation and natural selection is not conceivable. "We believe that it is not conceivable. In fact, if we try to simulate such a situation by making changes randomly at the typographical level on computer programs, we find that we have no chance, less than 1 in 10 to the 1,000th power, even to see what the modified program would compute. It just jams." Thus, to conclude, we believe that there is a considerable gap in the neo-Darwinian theory of evolution, and we believe this gap to be of such a nature that it cannot be bridged within the current conception of biology. Ambrose of the University of London also finds that for the emergence of new species, the probability is so small in terms of the known age of the universe that it is effectively zero. One example in the information content of essential enzymes, which is unimaginably vast, according to famous astronomer Hoyle, formerly a professor at Cambridge and director of its Institute of Theoretical Astronomy, and mathematician-astronomer Wickramasinghe. The essence of his argument last week was that the information content of the higher forms of life is represented by the number of 10 to the 40,000th power, representing the specificity with which some 2,000 genes, each of which might be chosen from 10 to the 20th nucleotide sequences of the appropriate length, might be defined. Evolutionary processes, Wood, Hoyle said, require several Hubble times. Each Hubble time is the time since the postulated Big Bang, to yield such a result. The chance that higher life forms might have emerged in this way is comparable with the chance that a tornado sweeping through a junkyard might assemble a Boeing 747 from the materials therein. Remember, in mathematics, the odds of 1 in 10 to 50 is considered absurd, so 10 to the 40,000th is absurdity magnified 800 times. End of quote. Dr. Warner Gitt is a highly credentialed scientist and professor in the field of engineering. Dr. Gitt has published numerous research papers in the fields of information science, numerical mathematics, and control engineering. He addresses the absurdity of biblical unbelief in the most recent book, Information, The Key to Life. In the following excerpts, the doctor addresses biblical prophecies. According to Dake's Bible, 3,268 verses contain biblical prophecies that have already been fulfilled. In the following calculation, we will make the simplifying assumption that the number of verses containing fulfilled prophecies is equal to the number of fulfilled prophecies. This simplification is certainly true in the majority of cases. Overall, however, NP will be several percent smaller than V because one prophecy may require more than one verse. As we will see, even this effect will be more than compensated for by extremely conservative value P equals 0.5 that we have chosen for the probability of chance fulfillment. The probability P that all NP equal 3,268 prophecies have been fulfilled by chance is calculated by multiplying 0.5 by itself 3,268 times. P equals 0.5 to the 3,268th power equals 1.7 times 10 to the negative 984. It's crazy, man. It is important to understand the magnitude of this number P because it gives us a measure of the reliability of the Bible and the degree of its authors, notice capital A, the author's knowledge. The number P, it equals 1.7 times 10 to the negative 984, is exceptionally small, but we will try to picture it with the help of an anthill model. We will show how infinitesimally small P is by imagining an ant heap in which there is only one red ant and all the other ants are black. It is easy to agree that the larger the ant heap, the smaller the probability of randomly picking out the one red ant by chance, i.e. blindfolded. The question now to be answered is the comparison, C1. How many black ants must be in the ant heap for the probability of picking out the one red ant by chance to equal the probability of 3,268 prophecies being fulfilled by chance? We will approach this interesting question step by step. During a lecture tour in Portugal some time ago, I was invited to speak to some scientists at the University of Lisbon about why I think that the Bible is reliable. I talked about the many prophetical statements that had already been fulfilled, and I soon came to mention our number, P equals 1.7 times 10 to the negative 984. I then asked the audience whether they thought it was possible that all these predictions had happened by chance, or is there a God who is behind everything? If we can absolutely exclude chance, I asked, is the question about the trustworthiness of the Bible answered and the author's omniscience established? In that case, do these prophecies represent the truth? If the prophetic statements are indeed true, and only explicable through the foreknowledge and omnipotence of God, then would we be justified in concluding that all other parts of the Bible must also be true? Number one, the water glass. There was a glass of water in front of me, and I posed the rhetorical question whether a glass full of water would be enough to satisfy C1. My standard ant occupies a volume of 10 millimeters, so there would be room for about N sub 1 equals 20,000 of them in my water glass. The probability of picking out the one red ant by chance is therefore P sub 1 equals 1 divided by N sub 1 equals 1 divided by 20,000 equals 0.00005. Compared with P sub 1 is much too small. We have to increase the number of ants. Number 2, the bathtub. Now consider a bathtub full of ants. There is room for N sub 2 equals 36 million of them. The probability of finding the one red ant by chance is P sub 2 equals 1 over N sub 2 equals 2.8 times 10 to the negative 8. This number is also far too large compared with 1.7 times 10 to the negative 984, only 7 zeros after the decimal point as compared to 983 zeros. Yes, we need more ants. The bathtub was not big enough for all the ants, so Dr. Gitt suggested covering the whole of Portugal 5 meters deep, which is over 16 feet, of black ants, and of course the one red ant. The doctor continues, Portugal, since we only managed to reach the equivalent of N sub P equals 25 prophecies with a bathful full of ants, we will have to increase the number of ants drastically. In Lisbon, I propose covering the whole of Portugal with a layer of ants 5 meters deep, 16 feet. The area of Portugal is 92,000 kilometers squared, so that the number of ants, N, covering Portugal at a depth of 5 meters would be N sub 3 equals 4.6 times to the 10th to the 19th, or excuse me, to the 10th to the 19th. How shall we find the red one by chance in the seep? Well, let's take a hot air balloon, drift for several hours over Portugal, then land somewhere and pick an ant while blindfolded. What is the probability that we selected the only red ant? In this case, P sub 3 equals 1 over N sub 3 is approximately 2 times 10 to the negative 20th. Results in our normal world with such a low probability and only one blind trial for success is regarded in physics as impossibilities. End of quote. Portugal was not big enough to hold all the ants, so Dr. Gitt suggested covering the entire surface of the earth with 32.8 feet of ants, of black ants, and throwing in one red ant. Dr. Gitt explains the probability of picking that one red ant. The entire Earth's surface. The Earth has a surface area of 510 million kilometers squared. The number of ants that would fit into the volume of a 10-meter thick shell around the Earth would be approximately N sub 4 equals 5 times 10 to the 23rd power. How shall we perform our selection of a single ant from this heap? Let's take a jet plane and ask the pilot to fly into any arbitrary direction for an arbitrary length of time, say 11 hours and 23 minutes, and then ask him to land among the ants. There, where we have landed by chance, we will open the door and blindly pick an ant. What is the chance that we will choose the only red ant? The calculated probability, P sub 4, equals 1 over N sub 4 is approximately 2 times 10 to the negative 24th. Even this gigantic number of ants would only represent 78 prophecies. We still have too few ants. We have to increase the number of ants to astronomical number. Let us fill the whole universe with them. Dr. Gitt discovered that the volume of our entire universe could not contain the ants, bringing the good doctor to this conclusion. We need to understand that 10 to the 896th is an unimaginably gigantic number. It is one followed by 896 zeros. The number of universes that we would need is not only trans-astronomical, but trans-trans-trans-astronomical. Are the results of these calculations suitable for drawing conclusions? Yes, I have deliberately done these calculations in several steps in order to present a lasting impression of the overwhelming nature of the mathematical calculation. It is vitally important that all readers become vividly aware of the unambiguous and inevitable conclusion to be drawn by them, namely, that there must be an almighty and omniscient God behind these fulfilled prophecies. We have seen that the calculations produce gigantic trans-astronomical numbers and stretch our imaginative capacity beyond what we can realistically comprehend. We started with the question, what is the probability that all the biblical prophecies about future events could be fulfilled by chance? We established that the probability that so many prophecies would later be fulfilled by chance is realistically impossible. A final statement from Information, the Key to Life. The seven conclusions above can be summarized as one general conclusion. The existence of an all-knowing, almighty God has been proven to be true by prophetical mathematical evidence. This God is the God of the Bible, and he is the only existing God. The Holy Bible is from God and is the truth. End of quotes. Mathematically absurd is defined as 10 to the 50th power. The odds of all the fulfilled prophecies recorded in the Bible being a product of mere chance is impossibly absurd. We have arrived at the end of days. Reprobate minds and a spirit of strong delusion will prevail. Is there any doubt? Doomsday approaches. Remember the doctrine of eminence. Prepare to meet your God. God said, Romans 1:25-28, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. God said, 2 Thessalonians 2:8-12, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. God said, Daniel 7:25, that he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until the time and times and the dividing of time. Man said, God and his Bible are just figments of the imaginations of old, outdated men with a God fetish. Who needs God? Everybody knows the Bible has zero credibility, don't they? Now you have the record.